Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a lot of you will be investing in a cheese board during Christmas, but what do you have with the cheese? When it comes to crackers and chutney, what goes best with what? To guide us through, we're joined by Kevin Sheridan of Sheridan's Cheesemongers. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hi, Sean.
Does it matter what kind of crackers you have with different sorts of cheese, or is there...
It kind of does. I mean, I wouldn't be getting... Like, I think the thing about having some cheese, and we kind of have this idea... that we need to do it sort of the French way sometimes. You know, it's meant to be this thing that you have after dinner and, you know, you have to have red wine with it and stuff. But that's not how we eat cheese, actually. And it doesn't have to be like that. It's a really great, convenient food this time of the year. So it's like I've been selling cheese at Christmas, I think, for 30 years now. And I think I once managed to have a cheese board at Christmas dinner because it's trifles and puddings and everything. You
know, it's more kind of it's there and it's a snack. It's a grazing thing.
Like, you know, when you're playing a board game later on, you know, and you're just eating three tins of chocolates or on Stephen's Day, or people arrive around the house and you're not going to be making them food. Like, one dinner, that's it at Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing just to put on the table. And so, like, Irish farmhouse cheese, you know, just have a few pieces in the fridge and you can just chuck them on the table. But what makes it, I think, fun then, it's not just the cheese, but adding other bits with it, like you say. Like, so we've all got our, you know, you've probably got a couple of hampers of people. You know, we get five different chutneys at Christmas, people bring them around and stuff. Put them all out. Fresh fruit is lovely. Like, an apple is such a lovely thing. A bit of salad, and if you have a little bit of leftover ham, you know, you can create kind of a sharing board, kind of something that people can pick on while you're doing that. And what's really lovely, if you have, like, we have our own little chutney made by Janet Drew down in Wicklow, and she does a lovely cranberry chutney as well, which people are going to have cranberry chutney, cranberry sauce in the fridges. We've got a winter chutney, but also jam is lovely. Blackcurrant jam or something. Really, really nice. But the fun is, as you're sort of dipping in and out of it, have a few. Don't just think, oh, that's my cheese chutney on the table.
Yeah.
Open up a few jars and go, I'm going to try that with that. And it's almost like a little game, you know.
Yeah.
I tried the goat's cheese with the cranberry. That's really nice. Oh, that doesn't go with that. And oh, it's really nice with a bit of apple. Or I've got some hummus on this board here. A few figs.
Yeah, hummus. Now, that's because I love a bit of hummus. Yeah. Now, what would you have with hummus?
You can't see because on radio, but I've got a board here with like some cheese, but it's kind of to demonstrate just to Sean. And I've got some ishbini charcuterie, like, you know, salamis and stuff, because just to demonstrate that, you know, people call around, stick that in the middle of the table, a few crackers, like I say, maybe you've got some fresh bread, maybe you don't, and a bit of hummus or whatever you've got. Because of my cracker, I'm going to take a bit of hummus this time. Now I'm going to get a little bit of that Camembert, you know. Now I'm going to have a little bit of Kool-Aid and I'll try a bit of chutney with that. So it's this kind of dippy in the out.
Yeah.
And sharing, and everybody can kind of find their favourites amongst it. And it's a lovely way to eat.
Yeah.
And it's really, like, the thing about, like, convenient food, like, you go into supermarkets, like, vol-au-vents with whatever, and cocktail sausages, and, you know, because they know that everybody's cooking one dinner and then everybody's calling around and nobody wants to, like, cook a meal every time somebody calls around.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
But the lovely thing about, like, that kind of food, like farmhouse cheese, particularly Irish farmhouse cheese, is you get that convenient bit, but it's actually authentic and it's real and it's like farmers making this in Ireland on a farm, you know? And
so absolutely.
It feels nice as well.
Yeah.
But it tastes fantastic.
But say now with the crackers, because some crackers are would be just wheaty, but others might, you know, have seeds in them and maybe slightly even spicier aftertaste. Yeah. So if you've got, say, a cracker that has more seeds on it, would it be better to have a soft cheese with that cheese with that?
Well, I mean, the one thing I would keep around is very flavoured crackers. I don't like this when it got chili and stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer to bring that in, which is like the cracker is sort of a transport, as far as I'm concerned. A means like of transport a from the plate into my mouth. Yeah. And then to add a little bit of texture is what crackers to me, you know, because you get textural thing going on. But no, like, see, this is the thing. So, and we get this asked about wine all the time and chutneys and crackers. Which one is the best with cheese? But the fun is actually just doing it. So have a few packs of different crackers and then you go, oh, I'll try it. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, that works with that. That doesn't work with that. And it's that kind of process. And you'll find you have three or four people. Somebody will like the poppy seed one with that. And somebody else will go, no, I don't really like that. But I would like the rye bean seed or I like this one.
But so, you know the way you can do that. And then there's one packet of crackers nobody likes. And that's sitting there in your cupboard for the next year.
There you go.
It's gone completely soft.
Yeah, you know, just so I think we need. And I actually, one of the brilliant things, I mean, I said I've been doing this for 30 years. And when I started out, we were really nervous about farmhouse cheese, you know, it was this kind of thing or you know, it wasn't something that was part of our culture. But now we're kind of more relaxed.
It's just part
of what we do, you know, and we've got so many brilliant Irish ones that people are able to kind of just do what they want to do, you know. Mm. It's great food, but you should just enjoy it for itself and find ways to fit it in. But have fun with it.
Someone says harissa paste mixed with Greek yogurt as a dip for cheese and crackers is amazing.
Brilliant.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And that person's tried it out and they've had a bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
And again, when you have those dips, bit of cured meats, if that's what you're into. I've got some smoked almonds that we do there on a plate as well. But the only thing that I dislike is grapes on a cheese board.
Really?
No, grapes or celery. Celery, that's a personal thing. But the grapes, I love to have grapes on a cheese board if I'm in Italy and I know they were grown up the road.
Yeah.
They're nice. But I don't want to have Brazilian grapes with my Irish farmhouse cheese.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
But we've got lovely apples, like Irish apples, and the different tastes in them. And you taste like different varieties of Irish apples and you're still getting them from harvest if you go and look around. And they are just incredible because you get these different flavours and it makes sense with Irish cheese as well.
Are people as nervous about stinky cheeses anymore?
Less so. I mean, there's always one in the family, isn't there? You know, it gets offended and what's that in the fridge and all that kind of thing. But less so. I think we're just becoming more used to it. But there's very few cheeses actually that are that stinky. You know, it's a couple of outliers. I've given them all a bad name, Sean, to be honest.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, the stinkiness is part of the experience.
I mean, I love a bit of stinkiness.
Stinky
myself.
Is probably a pejorative term because it's not stinky per se.
But it is. I mean, these are fermented foods.
Yeah.
You know, so therefore there are, you know, peptides and fatty acids and all these sort of compounds that are being created which have an aroma, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Somewhere.
Honey is amazing with cheese.
Really lovely. Like Irish honey, again, another. And I love trying to match Irish things with Irish cheeses. Like a honey over, say, I've got a bit of Kool-Aid there. It's matured for about a year and a half. Really fudgy and rich, gorgeous. And if you just drizzle a bit of Irish honey on that, it's amazing. And actually blue cheese, because a lot of people love blue cheese. I've got some Crozier Blue, which is amazing down from Tipperary. And if you're a little bit nervous about it, but you're willing to give it a try, a bit of drizzle of honey over your blue cheese is it just sort of softens that sharpness a bit. And that's sweet
that
against
sounds lovely.
Really, really good. Yeah. You see that in Italy a lot with their sort of sheep's milk cheeses. They'll often have honey drizzled over.
Yeah. Is West Cork still the cheese capital of Ireland?
I think, look, they're still incredible. I mean, I've got Duras on the board there.
Yeah.
And that Jeff O'Gill has been making like daily since, I think, 1971.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the daughter Sarah with her now. You know, you've got Gubeen, you've got Malene. So you've got these incredible, mostly women, who started this whole thing and they're still going great. But you've also got Silke Krop up in Cavan, who's been doing it for 40 years and her son is working with her. But it's like, there's from County Leitrim, we've got Knock Leitrim, a lovely little goat's cheese. So it's spreading.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It is. I've got Mount Leinster, which is one of the best cheeses in Ireland and in the world, I think. It's incredible. And that's from the Wicklow-Carlow border. So it has, it's spread out, which is brilliant.
Yeah, which is actually great to hear.
Yeah.
Kevin, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Kevin Sheridan there, Managing Director at Sheridan's Cheesemongers.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.